Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of your kind.
Welcome back here on Devil Radio to tell some more local stories of wonderful local business owners, stories of what's happening in our community. Great nonprofit on this week, too. And, you know, we have a feature of a local business as well that was a recipient of Dane County grant dollars going to small businesses as well, coming up here this hour, and Colin Murray. So a whole bunch to unpack as we welcome you into Let's Get Local this week. We appreciate you, again, tuning in to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're streaming us at devilradio927.com, or perhaps you're just watching the Facebook Live feed. This week, it's much more exciting and interesting because we have a very fun guest joining me, not just the banner and myself and a microphone in my face. It's Sue Pack from Evolution Financial, who is one of our fine sponsors of this program and Devil Radio. Sue, good morning to you, and thanks for jumping on the show this week.
Good morning, Jason.
All right, Sue, you're looking great. Looks like the hair is haircut's pretty recent.
It looks
sharp. So, you know, we know sometimes you go with different colors. What's the inspiration with this color at this time?
I've been red for a few years now. I really, really miss the purple, but there's part of me that's like, I should probably look a little bit more professional at this point.
I would say you pull it off all the time. I don't care what color it is. You've always pulled it off as far as I'm concerned. It's pretty remarkable. Anyway, Sue Pack is the owner, founder, and primary wonderful person that is the business owner of Evolution Financial LLC. And Sue, let's talk a little bit about your business, recent happenings. I know our discussion is going to kind of morph through some things that are pretty timely as well. But first off, tell everybody about Evolution Financial, what it is and what you do.
Sure. Evolution Financial. I do financial planning and investment management. So Evolution Financial has been around for about 3.5 years now, maybe a little bit more. And I really enjoy working with individuals, families, people who really need to take a look at their finances. Maybe they're getting ready for retirement. Maybe they're just trying to figure out how to get everything in order. Been having a great time doing it. Love my job. Love the people that I work with. Just really enjoying life.
That's fantastic to hear. I mean, obviously when you love what you do, it kind of makes work feel not like work, which is pretty cool, right?
Right. Exactly.
Sue, I know you, you're such a straightforward person. It's one of the things I love about you is just, you always know what you get, from you. You've also kind of incorporated that into your work in terms of You understand that it's important that you're a good match for the customers you're working with and they're a good match for you. And I think that's why you're so upfront about who you are and how you are. So talk a little bit about that as a business owner, that process of just saying like, this is who I am, and the reasoning behind it. And then also what that's done for you as a small business owner.
Yeah. So I met with somebody earlier this week who said he was looking to work with somebody who is going to be very candid with him. And I would say that that is me. I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to be at the same time, very genuine. You know, there's a chance for everybody to make a better life for themselves, but sometimes it does take work. And one of the things that I really like about the clients that I work with is they're looking for somebody who is going to be very honest with them. And I just don't know of any way else to work with people besides being honest and genuine. There's no way that anyone is going to believe me if I say something that's untrue. I can't do it. My ears turn red actually when I lie. So there's my little giveaway. but truly, you want to work with somebody that you can trust. You want to work with somebody that you know has your best interests in mind. And I'm not going to do anything but that.
You know, the one thing I think too, you know, because some people are candid and frank and they're kind of hard on people, but you somehow managed to be upfront, candid, but still extremely positive and trying to talk people through to kind of get to their best position in life or find what they want. And I think that's so unique as a business owner, as just a human, to be able to package all of that together and make it work for you. And I think a big part about that is your approach. When you discuss with clients and meet with clients, you do a lot of listening and not a lot of talking, at least initially, to find out what they want. And that's pretty rare too.
Absolutely. A lot of people come in and they think that they're going to be meeting with a financial advisor who's going to tell them all the investments that they need to be investing in order to give them the best performance ever. And while certainly investments are a part of the process, I can't help you get your best life unless you know what your best life looks like. And one of the first meetings we have is going to be me asking you a few questions and really finding out what is it at your core that is really, truly important to you. What do you really want to do with your life? What is really important that you want to make sure is included in your life? And that's going to go in your financial plan. And a lot of times people think, okay, I'm going to go in. She's going to talk to me about all the things that she's really good at and all of her experience and everything like that. But really, this is all about you. That's why you come to a financial advisor. It's not about me. It's for you to figure out how to get to the life that you want to live. And if I fill up all of the space with my words, that's not solving anyone's problem. We need to find out what you're looking for first before we can get there.
Now, don't get me wrong. If you're interested in chatting, Sue is certainly usually up for that too. She likes to talk with you if you're up for it and you got some time.
That's true.
It's always interesting conversation too. But yeah, I mean, you're just so, I just don't think there's many people in your industry that operate that way or look at it that way. Maybe there's more and more coming to that realization that that's the way to go. But I just think in my experience, you know, communicating with you and working with you, it's just been very different than I think the majority of people's experience with a financial planner. Again, we're talking with owner of Evolution Fin Financial. EvolutionFinPlan.com is the website. The owner is Sue Peck, the one and only Sue Peck. Got a great looking haircut right now too. And Sue, you know, another thing that we often talk about is the importance of taking a stand on things, about making sure people understand who you are and where you stand. And you and I both recently got both doses of the COVID vaccine. We've been through that process. And I know that was important to you too, to get that done when you could for a number of reasons, but tell us a little bit professionally what that means for you moving forward and your clients moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I am fully vaccinated now as of 3 hours ago. So really pretty excited. Not sure what I'm going to do this evening, but I feel like I should go out and do something. I have calendar invites for my clients. So people can, you know, sign right into my calendar and figure out when they want to meet with me. And I recently changed them to allow for either Zoom or in person, depending on where people are at in the vaccination process. If they're fully vaccinated, please come in. I would love to see you in person. One of those things, when I talk about how I work with clients and how I listen to clients and everything, there's the, you know, way you talk via Zoom and you try very hard to make eye contact with people, but you're really looking at their picture and not at the camera where you should be making eye contact. There's just something different when you can actually meet in person, see how they move their arms, see how they interact with each other if there's a couple. Really look at facial expressions and really find out what's important to people. So I'm excited to be offering the opportunity to come back into my office. Obviously, we still have the Dane County mask order. And so, you know, when you walk through the hallways of my building, I really encourage you to be wearing a mask. When you come into my office, we'll have the conversation about whether or not you're comfortable with me removing mine, you removing yours, and sitting down and having that conversation. So I'm looking forward to it. It does open up great opportunities for us to work together.
And based on new information from the CDC, they've really found recent studies looking at the efficacy of the vaccine, and also not just its ability to prevent you from getting COVID-19, but also the transmission. That was always the questionable part still for a lot of folks. So if you're fully vaccinated, you look at the recent CDC information that just dropped, that's really encouraging, and that would allow for Sue to also maybe offer you coffee while you're there, right? If you're comfortable.
Absolutely. Coffee, tea, water.
Sue, we're wrapping up here in just a couple of minutes, but I know, you know, you you have done so much with your business and with everything. You got on this journey, right? Because you stepped out of an industry that was pretty safe when you work at a big firm, and you went out on your own for your own personal reasons. Tell people about what it takes to kind of make that step. You know, let's say we've got people out there listening right now. They work at a place. They have ideas about starting their own business. What do they really need to know to do that and do it effectively, or at least give themselves the best chance to be successful?
So one of the things, you know, I'll talk about this with financial planning as well. One of the best things that you can do for yourself is make sure that you've got a good emergency fund first and foremost. You need to figure out how you're going to make it through those first couple of years before your business takes off and you actually have the money coming in that you're looking to have. But beyond that, beyond the money thing, you need to be brave. This is hard. And you need to understand that those first couple of years, and honestly, well into the future for me, it's going to be a big roller coaster. There were days my first year where I would be dancing around my office in the morning because, you know, I brought in a new client and I was super excited about it. And then by the afternoon, I wanted to crawl under my desk and just kind of rock back and forth for a while because this was really, really scary. And you just go through all of these ups and downs. It's important to know that it does even out a little bit. And it's also important to have a really good group of friends, group of business owner friends. And business owner friends are just different from your regular friends. You know, they talk about different things. They understand what you're going through. And sometimes you don't know how you're going to find these people at first, but they come and they're so important. I have other financial advisors that I meet with on a regular basis so we can talk about what we're doing with our business and how we're working with clients. And that's been invaluable to me. You know, I used to have coworkers, and now I have these colleagues that are across the country or in my own city. And I really feel like we're working together and we're not competition. And it's really important to have their point of view on things.
Well, Sue, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your point of view and your business helping customers achieve what they're looking to achieve with financial stability, success, retirement, all kinds of things that you help people out with. So we really appreciate that. Again, you can find out more about Sue at evolutionfinplan.com. The wonderful Sue Peck joining us here on Let's Get Local. So take care of yourself. Have a great Saturday and weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too, Jason.
All right. Talk to you soon. We'll be back here on the other side of the break. We'll talk to Colin Murray in just a few minutes. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Get Local on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Catch you in just a bit.